With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Salut, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm delighted that you've joined me for the next hour of fantastic listening. The French observance of Bastille Day, July 14th, gives us an opportunity to explore sacred choral and organ music with a French accent on today's edition of With Heart and Voice. We'll hear glorious music by Vierne, Villette, Guillemont, Berlioz, and a number of others as we celebrate all musical things French. We'll begin with music by the famous organist of Notre Dame, Louis Vierne, who served there from 1900 until his death at the console in 1937. He took the genre of organ symphony to new heights of development, culminating in his sixth symphony. We'll hear the virtuosic finale from that great work, performed by Martin Jean on the organ at Wolsey Hall at Yale University.
Thank you.
The finale from the 6th Organ Symphony by Louis Vierne was performed by Martin Jean at Wolsey Hall on the campus of Yale University. A curious instrument, the harmonium, was in common use in France in the 19th century, both in salons and in smaller parishes, monasteries, and chapels. The instrument is something of a sophisticated cousin to what we think of as a reed organ. It had amazing versatility and expressiveness due to its ingenious design, and a number of pieces were composed with this instrument specifically in mind, as opposed to a pipe organ. We'll hear a choral piece by Alexandre Guimond, Ecce Panis, Behold the Bread of the Angels. The Christchurch Schola Cantorum of Rochester, New York sings. Molly Wirtz plays violin with harpist Christina Finch. Soloists are Thatcher Lyman and Adelaide Bodecker. Joris Verdan plays a Mostel harmonium from a collection of instruments at the Eastman School of Music, and all are conducted by Stephen Kennedy. Ecce Panis, Opus 66 by Alexandre Guillemot, was performed by the Christ Church Schola Cantorum of Rochester, New York. Stephen Kennedy conducted and Joris Verdan accompanied on harmonium along with violin and harp. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Two pieces by 20th century composer Pierre Villette are next. The first piece we'll hear is his Hymn à la Vierge, Hymn to the Virgin, dedicated to his future wife, Josette. It's very straightforward in its homophonic setting, in fact very hymn-like within his rich harmonic language. Stephen Layton leads the Holst singers in this performance. Stephen Layton led the Holst singers in Hymn à la Vierge by Pierre Villette. The second work that we'll hear by this wonderful composer was written in 1944 while he was studying at the Conservatoire with Henri Bousset. Ave Verum is more atmospheric in its conception than the work we just heard and ends on an unresolved chord, a device that he used frequently and is perhaps a nod to Impressionist influences as well. Stephen Layton again leads the Holst singers.
Thank you.
Ave Verum by Pierre Villette. The whole singers performed under the direction of Stephen Layton. The roots of polyphony in Western sacred music can be traced directly to Notre Dame de Paris in the 12th century. An unknown historian called Anonymous IV, writing 100 years later, described the work of two of the most important composers spanning the time from 1150 to 1250, Léonin and Perrotin. Until the time of these two influential musicians at Notre Dame, single-line chant was all that was sung. They found that adding voices in parallel with the chant was an effective enhancement, or, later, having the chant sung in long note values with an embellished second voice in tandem with the chant. We'll hear a setting by Léonin of a chant for Pentecost, Advenit Ignius, the coming of divine fire. The group Red Bird performs.
Thank you.
Advenit Ignis by 12th century musician Léonin, one of two pioneers of polyphony who worked at Notre Dame de Paris in that pivotal time. Red Bird performed. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Though he spent the later half of his life in America, harpist Marcel Grandjani was born in Paris, studied there, and performed there as both a harpist and an organist. In 1936, he came to America and taught harp at Juilliard from 1938 until shortly before his death in 1975. His best-known composition is something of a neoclassic work for harp and organ, composed for one of his students to perform at the Riverside Church in New York. Organist John Walker and harpist Lynn Aspnes perform Aria in Classic Style at the Riverside Church.
Thank you.
Aria for Harp and Organ by Marcel Grandjani was performed by John Walker, with Lynn Aspnes playing harp. The beloved Panis Angelicus by César Franck was originally composed for tenor, organ, harp, cello, and double bass. Franck later adapted it to incorporate in his earlier Mass for three voices. We'll hear it in an arrangement by Andrew Gant, in which trebles sing the melody first, followed by a full choral verse, making use of Franck's lovely canon. The Westminster Cathedral Choir sings, led by James O'Donnell. James O'Donnell led the Westminster Cathedral Choir in Panis Angelicus by César Franck, arranged by Andrew Gant. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Coming up, we'll hear heroic music from the large-scale Requiem by Hector Berlioz, composed in 1837 to memorialize those who had died in the Revolution of 1830. Rex Tremende is performed by the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra and Chorus under the direction of Maestro Robert Shaw. Rex Tremende from the Berlioz Requiem was performed by the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra and Chorus, directed by Robert Shaw. The Sweet Pia Jesu from the Requiem by Gabriel Fauré is next, sung by the girl choristers of St. Paul's Cathedral in Buffalo. Andrew Cantrell directs. Andrew Cantrell led the girl choristers of St. Paul's Cathedral, Buffalo, in the Pia Jesu from the Fauré Requiem. Organ music by Camille Saint-Saëns is coming up, performed by John Walker at the Riverside Church. The Fantasia in E-flat begins with something of a dialogue between flute stops before launching into a grand section marked Con Fuoco. A fugue leads to a grand chorale-like conclusion.
Thank you.
The Fantasia in E-flat major by Camille Saint-Saëns was played by John Walker on the organ of the Riverside Church in New York. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music with a French accent to celebrate Bastille Day. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.